we've noticed so far this year is we have had a lack of severe thunderstorms so far. Part of that has to do with the fact that most of the eastern third of the country, or eastern two-thirds of the country, has been colder than average. So cold weather and severe weather do not go together. What's starting to happen now, though, as the seasons start to change, is we're starting to see much warmer weather and more moisture start piling up down across the deep south. And what's going to gradually happen over the next couple of months is that's going to lift further and further north, as is typical as we go into spring. And we'll still probably have these storms ejecting out from the western part of the country. And you got the moisture, you got the storm, so you should see an increase in the thunderstorms and the threat of severe thunderstorms. Will it be, you know, tornadic and crazy like, you know, we saw for a day or two last year? There'll probably be one or two bad days. But, you know, I think it's going to be more of an average type of severe weather. You're probably, nationwide, I would probably say fewer tornadoes. As far as the dryness situation goes, I've got concerns. We've been dry now for the last several months. Of course, last year we started kind of dry and then it got very, very wet. But my concern right now is what's happening down from Wichita to Amarillo to Lubbock through near Oklahoma City and westward into southeastern Colorado. It's been bone dry there. And we've got extreme drought conditions already down there. And what happens is during the summer, those areas tend to expand. And if they don't have to expand too far north for us to get into some troubling times. So I am concerned about drought settling in for the summer. We'll probably get wet in April and May. But then after that, the question is, does everything turn off? And that's what my concern is right now.
Any projections on heat?
If we go into something like that, that typically is a hotter regime for us. It also typically means that we'll have somewhat less humidity during the course of the summer. Will it be a repeat of what we saw in 2012 when we had that really dry, nasty spell? I don't think we're there, but I am leaning more towards a drier summer for us.